WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Today we're diving into something super important, understanding your emotions. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster? 1 minute soaring with happiness, the next plummeting into sadness? Yeah, that's totally normal. But what if I told you there are ways to navigate those emotional waves more effectively? To actually understand why those roller coasters even exist in the first place? That's exactly what we're breaking down today. Because knowing your emotions is like having a secret superpower. It gives you control over your reactions, your decisions, and ultimately, your life. Think about it. Our emotions are constantly influencing us, shaping how we see the world and interact with others. They drive our actions, our choices, even the things we crave. So understanding them isn't just about feeling better. It's about making smarter choices, building stronger relationships, and living a more fulfilling life. Okay, so here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this emotional journey. First up, recognize that all emotions are valid. No matter what you're feeling, know that it's okay. Happiness, sadness, anger, frustration, they're all part of the human experience. Trying to suppress or deny your emotions just makes them fester underneath the surface. It's like ignoring a leaky faucet. Eventually, the water damage becomes overwhelming. Next, pay attention to your body. Emotions aren't just mental states, they manifest physically too. A tight chest when you're anxious, butterflies in your stomach before a big presentation, a racing heart when you're excited, your body is constantly giving you clues about what you're feeling. So learn to listen. Third, identify your emotional triggers. What situations, people, or even thoughts tend to set off strong emotional reactions in you? Recognizing these triggers helps you anticipate how you might feel and develop coping mechanisms. It's like having a preemptive strike against those emotional waves. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Take time each day to simply be present with your emotions. Notice them without judgment. Observe their intensity and duration, and acknowledge how they make you feel physically. This helps you build awareness and detach from the urge to react impulsively. Think of it like training yourself to become an emotional detective, observing the clues and understanding the bigger picture. Finally, develop healthy coping mechanisms. When emotions get overwhelming, turn to things that help you manage and regulate them. Exercise, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. It's like having an emotional toolbox filled with powerful tools to navigate life's ups and downs. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who always feels on edge. Her anxiety flares up whenever she has to give a presentation or meet new people. She often finds herself overthinking situations, catastrophizing potential outcomes, and feeling paralyzed by fear. Sound familiar? Sarah's lack of emotional awareness was holding her back. But then she started paying attention to her body sensations, noticing the tightness in her chest and the racing heartbeat when anxiety hit. Through mindfulness exercises, she learned to observe her thoughts without judgment and challenge, negative thinking patterns. She discovered that journaling helped her process her emotions and gain clarity. And by incorporating regular exercise into her routine, Sarah found a powerful way to manage stress and boost her mood. By understanding her emotional triggers and developing healthy coping mechanisms, Sarah transformed from someone constantly battling anxiety into a confident and resilient individual. So, what's the takeaway? Understanding your emotions isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about becoming emotionally intelligent, aware of your feelings, their triggers, and how they influence your actions. It's a journey of self-discovery, but trust me, it's worth it. Now, go out there and start paying attention to those emotional whispers within you. What are you feeling? Why are you feeling it? And what can you do to navigate those feelings in a healthy and empowering way? I want to hear about your journey. Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using the hashtag LexDopamineFastEmotionalAwareness. Let's create a community of support and understanding together. Until next time, keep chasing that dopamine high. The right kind, of course.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.